Pandora Cinema presents, in association with ARP, Pandora Film and BBC Films, a Berwyn and Dempsey production.
My flatmate says everything changes when you turn 30. The illusions of youth are replaced by rock-solid realities. Anyway, I'm playing it very cool this birthday. Couple of beers, Chinese takeaway, watch some telly. Couldn't be better. My friends, they're really good about it, actually. They know that the last thing that I want on my plate is some big, splashy, glittery hoo-ha. They are clear about that.
Seeing a silhouetted figure moving about inside his house, the blonde-haired man cautiously unlocks his front door. He heads through the darkness into a large room.
Get back in here. Go on.
The boy's come back! He's back!
Happy birthday. Look, I just wanted to show you where you are now on the medicine wheel. Out of the house of the hunter, which is a very solitary house, and into the house of the warrior.
Great.
Now, the warrior is...
Good
no, no, it's extraordinary,
look,
Leo.
Look what I've made.
Happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Tasty.
Yes.
Nice? It's lovely, yeah.
Yay, Leo! Oh,
hi.
Thanks.
You know, I've always wanted a surprise party, but somehow it's never happened. It's probably because I'm waiting for it, in which case it would never be a surprise, eh?
Yeah. Right. Look, I'm just going to go to the loo, OK?
Yeah, right.
See you in a minute.
Guess who it isn't?
Baby Spice?
Too right, correct.
Yeah. Open it now. I can't wait.
Oh,
I'll take that.
Thanks.
Leo unwraps his present.
Oh.
I want you to know I paid for it. It may look like I didn't, but I did.
That's great. It's your book. That's great.
It's too heavy, isn't it? Throw it away. I don't mind.
No, no. I mean, it's not reading it.
I'll put it with your other present.
That's right. I remember that.
Great. Thanks, Keith. Thanks. Ange?
Yes?
Miss Darren?
I'm not going to tell you what it is if you're just going to give him a bad time.
I just want to thank him.
Oh, Leo, you're such a terrible liar.
He is.
Look, relax and have a good time.
I bought you a present. You'll love it.
Okay. See you in a minute.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for coming.
How are you? You're all right. Good to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming.
How are you?
See you in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
This isn't so bad, actually. I'm through the top floor in one piece.
Hey. Oh, hi there.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi. Yeah, fine.
Oh, you've lost some weight, haven't you?
A bit on yourself.
Are you coming down?
We're coming
down. Okay. Well, you know, just keep him busy.
Yeah.
A bit of busy, right? Oh, hi. How are you? Fine.
I wonder how Darren found half these people. I'm impressed.
See you in a minute.
A dark-haired man's getting wine from a fridge.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, you don't mind my...
No.
It
just takes a while to get used to, you know, just to check my look.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, you know. I'm going to Thailand in a couple of weeks.
Really? That's a long way.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something I've been meaning to do for a long time, you know. Anyway, happy birthday, eh?
Yeah, thanks.
Look, it's for Sal, so what?
No,
happy birthday, Leo.
Thanks.
How'd you mean?
Now I remember why I didn't want this.
No, I've got my relationship. You don't want to hear about that.
Darren.
Hello, birthday boy. Listen, I asked boys from downstairs, and guess what? It turns out they're brothers.
We'll get them back 5 minutes, okay?
Interesting.
A side room.
Darren, what are you thinking? I mean, this is all I need.
I'm sorry, it's your birthday. I thought you might like it.
Darren, there's absolutely no one here that I want to see, you know? No one.
Leo shrugs off his brown overcoat and sits on a bed.
Would you like me to send them all home?
It's too late for that now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Have I done a bad thing?
Darren puts his hand on Leo's.
Come back to the party, little Leo.
No. I'm going to stay here and watch telly. No one will notice.
Darren leans back in his seat, sighs, and strokes the side of a fish tank.
I really thought you were making progress. I thought, marvellous, Leo's finally decided to live his life. Wrong again.
He gets up.
Bye.
That's not fair. I was living my life. It's just that things got very complicated.
Written by Robert Farah. Produced by Cece Dempsey and Dorothy Berwin. Bedrooms and Hallways. Directed by Rose Trosh. An open-top convertible pulls up in a tree-lined suburban street.
OK.
Start with his age.
35. Well-preserved 37 at a pinch.
Mm-hmm. But gorgeous.
Wait for me.
Hurry up.
Oh, can't the girl have a pee? It's a long ride from Heathrow, you know. Here's your stuff. Darren Fags, Leo Cologne.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
OK, what have I missed?
Right, well, he's 35-ish, and we don't know if he's gorgeous.
So he's a dog?
No. I'm just not sure if gorgeous is the right word for him. It's more salty. I want to say rugged.
Height?
6 foot-ish.
That's good. Job?
Oh, yes.
Morning, Jeremy.
He's an estate agent.
He's a what?
Estate agent sells houses.
Wait a minute, is this a guy from Reynolds and Landon that came round the other day?
He might be.
Just a moment, please.
The lovely coffee. Jeremy Downey, Reynolds and Landon.
Okay. So I want you to imagine him looking all neat and high class in his pinstripe suit and stuff.
Cufflinks and brogues.
Sort of. And now, I want you to imagine all these seething animal passions all wriggling and writhing just a fraction of an inch beneath the surface, about to erupt through the pie crust of decorum.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm afraid the place is in a terrible mess. Had the grandchildren.
Okay, I think we've got the picture, Darren.
Yeah, can we get to the smut, please? I'm wilting.
Okay, I'm getting there. Now, what does an estate agent have access to? Come on, work it out.
Photos of houses.
Floor plans.
Secretaries.
Swivel chairs.
Pens.
Coffee mugs.
I'll be needing these, of course.
Oh.
Might not expect me to sell the place without them.
Darren, you slut.
Well, how's she supposed to sell a house without them? Tell me that.
I am switching estate agents.
I don't blame you.
Jeremy and Darren.
Hello? Anyone home?
No, this is all wrong.
Hello?
Jeremy pins Darren against a wall.
You sick thing.
The two men kiss eagerly, and Jeremy starts unbuttoning Darren's shirt.
No, no, I don't believe it. You're making this up.
No. Oh, sit down, Leo. Go on, Darren, I believe you.
Hello?
A brown parcel squeezed through the letterbox. Jeremy smiles.
This is too much to come back through. I'm going.
Oh, no, you're not.
They kiss on the floor.
I am deeply shocked. I mean, I'm sure you can go to prison for this sort of thing.
Nonsense.
Leo, it's all right to be jealous.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I am not jealous.
Leo continues washing up.
Well, if there's any consolation, I'm jealous too. Listen to us. We're two attractive men in our prime. Why don't you and I ever hit the town together, knock back a few dozen tequilas, dress up, cha-cha-cha?
Because, Adam, we'd want to go to different places.
Right.
They're in a carpentry workshop.
I just love women. Always have. It's that support you get. There's always someone there to tell you you exist. That's what I miss. I'm just crap at being single.
Well, at least you've always got your men's group to support you. Eh?
Oh, put it.
I mean, you've always got your, you know, your wolf pelts and your antlers to fall back on, haven't you?
You're gagging to come to my men's group.
No, I'm not.
You're fascinated by it.
All right, I admit I'm fascinated. But I think it's more of an a wet dream level than actually wanting to join up. I mean, I envision you all, you know, ripping your clothes off and wrestling naked.
Actually, we have never done that. Now that you mention it, it might not be a bad idea.
See, there you go. It's exactly the kind of thinking that stopped me from going and wrestling around naked. And what if I got a hard-on?
Well, it would have a whole new dynamic.
Oh, it certainly would.
Anyway, why be ashamed of what your body does? Also, the group could do with a bit of variety.
Variety? Yeah. What do you think when I get an erection, it glows in the dark or something?
There you go again.
I mean, that's how we find each other in parks after midnight.
Listen, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Good.
They stop working on a chair.
I think it's an incredible time
to be a guy. We have to get ready for the new century, Leo. We have to know who we are. Then I think you should come.
No.
A man with short grey hair and glasses answers his front door and shakes Adam's hand vigorously.
Hi.
Adam shepherds Leo in front of him.
Keith? This is Leo.
Hi, I'm just... Hi.
Leo? Hello. This is Keith.
Hi. Hi. Come on in.
They remove their coats as they follow Keith down a brightly lit corridor that has vibrant pink walls.
I told you the men's group was going to use the Moroccan room.
Hi.
I cleared it with you. You were fine with it.
So what are you saying? You get the Moroccan room and the Tibetan singing bowl?
I booked the Tibetan singing bowl. See?
Just yes. I wasn't there when you did it. No.
Wednesday the 17th. Men's group Tibetan singing bowl.
I suppose it never occurred to you that my women's group might want the Moroccan room. We get the small little Inuit room because we're so small.
Sit down. We'll talk about this later.
I suppose you guys need all that space for your gigantic penises.
Correct.
Sybil grimaces. A room littered with cushions.
Everyone, this is Leo.
Hi. Hi.
Leo, this is John. Cycles to process his aggression. Terry, who's looking for his inner shame. And Brendan, who's Irish.
Hi.
So, Leo. We usually get new members to begin by telling us a history of yourself as a man. How do you feel about your maleness? Proud? Ashamed? Ambivalent? Don't rush it. Just take your time.
We talked for hours and I told them all about Reading and my family. It was wonderful, you know?
You amaze me, Leo. You mean to say you sat in a room full of straight men and talked about your emotional problems?
Look, my point is, the experience of being male is common to gay men and straight men, you know? I mean, you've got a dick, you're a man. Isn't that right, Ange?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Make me something to eat and it's yours.
See, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about maleness, being a guy.
You didn't tell me you were gay, did you?
Oh, God, you're such a separatist. He is. It's all bloody gay, gay, gay with him. It's gay gym, gay restaurant.
Gay life insurance, don't forget that.
Well, I hope they're spunky, these straight men of yours.
One's very nice, actually. And he's Irish. He's got this voice, it sort of washes over you like some dark, powerful river.
There's a good manly way of describing a man.
Oh, just ignore him. I think it sounds most therapeutic.
It is.
Tell me more.
36 Tremblington Road.
Well, the good news is that there have been some signs of an upturn in the market. Or rather, there have been some signs that the rate at which the market is falling is slowing down.
Gosh, that doesn't sound too hopeful, does it, dear?
Look, I'll be completely frank with you. The fact that you're on a railway isn't going to help.
Oh, I don't know. We rather like the trains, don't we, girls?
Yes, I appreciate the fact that you like the trains, but the question is, will your prospective purchaser?
Oh, here comes one now.
The forlorn couple stand with their two daughters as the room shakes around them. Jeremy glances at a porcelain figure teetering on a shelf above the bed. It falls, and Darren catches it.
How are you going to sell this place with the trains making such a racket?
Oh, I can sell anything.
Shit. What?
Jeremy reaches up for the figurine.
Look at this. Made in Hong Kong.
Most of them are.
As Darren starts kissing Jeremy's chest, Jeremy replaces the ornament and then frowns at something else.
Oh, for fuck's sake! What's the matter? Tell me. It's vinyl. It was just a headboard. Don't stop now. I was just getting moist.
That's textured bloody vinyl. This whole place is just not right. I mean, look at this light. It's bloody British home store.
I can't say the decor bothers me that much.
This whole room. I mean, look at this. She's lost her leg.
What was that? There's someone at the door. Quick, hide, hide, hide.
30% nylon, 70% bleeding polyester. Well, I'm getting out of here.
I rather like a bit of polyester.
The men's group.
Today, we're going to be passing around the honesty stone.
Oh, this is great.
This ritual comes from Native American culture. The stones pass round clockwise. It's given to you. You have to speak with absolute honesty about something which is on your mind. It's a liberating ritual. Try not to think of it as a test. It's an opportunity. John, why don't you just go first?
I feel tense and all nervous.
That's perfectly natural. Let the stone help you. Come, hold it. Hold it. Allow it to speak to you in its own way. Allow its energy to open the floodgates of your mind.
With the smooth, dark stone resting in the palm of his hand, John looks around, struggling for words.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't speak.
Take your time, John. Take your time.
Closing his eyes.
I feel like there's this blockage, in my throat.
Keith watches intently as John lurches forward and rolls onto his back.
John! Just let it happen!
Spontaneously rebirthing me.
Terry, I want you to place your hand under John's neck in a supportive and loving way.
I'm going to faint!
No, you are not going to faint! It's just your ego trying to protect itself! Stay with it!
Oh, God, the blockage has just moved under my stomach!
Leo, place your hand on John's stomach in a supportive and loving way. Oh.
My knees! Oh, God, the pain!
Out of his knees! Let it go. Let it all go, John!
Let these strong, loving men heal you.
Jesus Christ, the rich!
Just if you want to shout and scream, shout and scream!
Got my feet! My feet! Great! It's in your feet!
John, try to imagine all the pain draining out of your feet into the nurturing earth, into the life-giving sea.
Sybil's in a white patterned room, her eyes closed.
And now we focus on that wide Arctic silence.
She bangs a harpoon on the floor.
Oh God, there's a terrible banging noise in my head. It's a constant banging noise. Oh God, make it go away.
It's my father! My father! My father beat me!
It's okay, John. It's okay. It's fine.
And it's only now, in the company of this group of men, that I can finally face my grief. Why? Why?
Sometime later.
And then he died, and I couldn't speak to him, and I had so many questions to ask him.
Thank you, John.
But why?
Well done. Well done.
The others pat him on the back and stretch. Leo checks his watch.
It's great.
Cheers.
Awesome, guys.
They sit down, and the stones pass to Leo.
Is it me next?
Right, sir.
That's a pretty tough act to follow, John.
It wasn't an act.
Sorry, I didn't.
John shakes his head, and the Irishman, Brendan, stifles a smile.
Don't feel inhibited, Leo. It's the honesty stone. All you have to do is to be honest. I find a member of the group attractive.
Who?
Keith gives Adam a sideways glance.
Brendan.
Brendan looks up in surprise.
Oh, can I pass the stone on now?
Can you tell us a little bit more about your feelings for Brendan? Is the attraction spiritual, emotional, or physical?
I'm going to start hyperventilating or anything, am I?
Not unless you need to.
All right. Okay, well, I mean, I suppose on a spiritual level, I probably do have some affinity with Brendan.
However, if I'm going to be completely honest about it, I have to say that there's a lot of sexual attraction there too.
Great. Great. Go on.
Well, you want me to go into details?
It's okay, Leo. I can't take it, you know.
What exactly is it about Brendan that turned you on, Leo? Is there a particular body part?
Well, I mean, I would say what we've got here is a pretty hot package, really, you know, from head to toe. And if Brendan were batting for the same team as me, as it were, then yeah, I'd ask him out. Come on, guys, you know, don't make me feel like a freak. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed that Brendan is... well, he's a handsome man.
The group considers this. Terry.
He's all right.
Brendan scratches his head awkwardly. As Leo's leaving...
Oh, Christ. Brendan,
look, I just wanted to say,
I'm sorry if I embarrassed you, you know?
No.
I guess I just got caught up in the moment.
It's fine,
you know?
You didn't embarrass me.
Well, I think I did, you know?
Well, you know, it was a bit of a bombshell, yeah, but, but actually, you know, I felt kind of flattered, you know?
Leo nods to himself and starts walking away.
What?
Nothing.
No, what? What?
Well,
what, did I say the wrong thing?
I mean,
what?
I guess that just, you know... I guess it sounded a bit patronising, you know?
Did it?
Yeah, it did a bit.
Oh, Christ, well, pardon me, you know. No offence mentioned.
It's okay.
Leo looks away awkwardly.
Yeah, look, I'll see you next week, yeah?
Right.
Brendan heads off.
Look, I'm sorry. Do you want to go for a quick pint or something?
You know, I've got an early start in the morning and, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Next week, yeah?
Yeah, all right then, yeah.
Leo's left looking thoughtful. He glances up into the stormy night sky before walking off. Now, he's fast asleep in his double bed. Seashells and starfish embedded in sand at the head of his bed conjure up the image of Leo and Brendan lying on towels on a sandy white beach. They turn to gaze at each other, remove their sunglasses, and Brendan picks up a pineapple drink with cocktail umbrellas in it. They both slurp through straws, then kiss each other passionately before being soaked by water. Leo wakes with a start and realizes he's been hugging a pillow. He rolls over to switch on a bedside lamp, then gets up, rubbing his disheveled hair, as he walks over to some books on a desk at the far end of the room.
A Rough Guide to Ireland? Never has Ireland been so readily accessible.
He selects another.
Margaret Thatcher put the sea back in conservatism. That's it.
Having chosen his reading material, Leo shuffles back to the bed. Now Jeremy surfaces beside a naked Darren who's floating face down in a swimming pool.
That was great.
He slaps Darren's bare bottom and chuckles. Darren has inflatable bands on his knees and arms and a snorkel over his face.
Jeremy?
Yeah?
I've been thinking.
Yeah, but...
do you ever think our relationship might have an overemphasis on the physical side?
How do you mean?
Oh, I don't know, I'll probably just be silly. I just sometimes think it might be nice if maybe went out or something. Oh, lunch in Soho. Went shopping.
Don't be so soft.
I mean, our world shouldn't revolve around other people's empty houses. I'm gonna show you off, you know.
Jeremy stares across the lilo at him.
Oh, it's just a thought. Probably not a very profound one.
18 Queen's Passage, £1.4 million. Now, Brendan's cutting up a baguette behind the counter of a sandwich bar when Adam and Leo come in. When Leo spots Brendan, he shoots Adam a look.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Adam, how are you?
Get you for this. Sure you will.
Later.
Thank you for that.
Well, that was very interesting.
What was?
Well, did you see how many slices of ham he put in your sandwich?
Adam, I think he put the normal amount in.
The normal amount? Yeah. He gave you a great big extra slice.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Okay, let me see.
All right. Come on.
Two slices. How many slices have you got?
Two small slices.
Two? You've got two?
You have a row of pickled gherkin. I don't have a row of pickled gherkin.
Oh, and I suppose a row of pickled gherkin means something.
It certainly does. Didn't you know? We straight men have this system of codes. A row of pickled gherkin is pretty serious.
Now, Leo's potting a plant, so Darren answers the phone.
Hello?
Oh, hold on a sec. Leo, it's for you.
Who is it?
I'm not sure, but his voice washed over me like a dark, powerful river.
Hello?
Hi, Leo. It's Brendan from the group.
Oh, hi, hi.
Listen, I just wanted to say sorry. I've been rude the other night.
Were you rude? I didn't notice.
Well, you know, I was unfriendly and I feel bad about that. I guess I just...
I don't know, I guess I just misinterpreted your invitation, you know?
But, I was thinking,
yeah.
You know,
you
should be standoff.
Right, yeah.
I was wondering...
Sorry, I just...
I'll do that. It's all right. Oh,
great.
Sally walks off.
I was wondering, you know, I know a pub where they have real Guinness. And I've got an odd TV tonight, so...
If you're not doing anything, you might... Well, you might want to go out. Right, just a minute, I'll just check if I'm free. Darren, are we going anywhere tonight? Just say no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Not unless you want to go to that orgy.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah? All right, well, look, should I pick you up? Pick me up.
What's the address?
Flat 5, 13 Old Street.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's right off City Road, isn't it? What, 8-ish?
OK, yeah, see you then. Sure. Good. Yeah, bye.
Darren does a little dance and shakes his fist at Leo in a rude gesture.
Do I look grungy?
Leo, you look sexy! Rub some compost on your face. Straight boys like that.
Darren, it's not a date. It's just a drink. Where are you going?
I'm going to tell Ange.
So, thanks for locking up.
I like you in that jacket. You look all boyish.
Thanks.
Brendan kisses Sally on the cheek. She looks down bashfully, and he leaves.
I'll see you.
She nods, closing the door behind him. Then she switches off the sandwich bar lights and locks up. Sally, whose blonde hair is neatly tied up, walks back through the shop and heads over to a counter, holding a phone receiver and a scrap of paper. She puts the receiver down, but keeps hold of the note as she removes her apron. Now, in a bustling, smoky pub, Leo and Brendan are immersed in a game of table football, while other men stand by watching. The two share a look of friendly rivalry, before Leo does a deft 1-2 and scores. They shake hands and step aside. Later, Ange, Darren and Leo are doing their hair and watching TV.
Okay, Leo, I'm trying to build a mental picture here. Did you have sex before or after table football?
Oh, it was so naive, Ange. It was during, wasn't it?
Well, we just had a couple of pints.
Exchanged rings and a quiet little ceremony.
No, but we had a long chat about his ex-girlfriend.
Ah, we'll get over it.
Of course he will.
Yep. Look, we just want to be friends, you know. It was all male bonding.
Oh, God, is that what they're calling it these days?
Ooh, do we have to watch this? Do we have to?
Yes.
Leo, this is for your benefit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as a refresher course. Yeah?
Does that look familiar?
Mm. Is it? Vaguely.
Ah, good.
You'll thank us later.
Mm. Hello? Hi. Hello, Keith? It's Adam and Leo.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, you guys. You're in the sauna tonight. They've already gone out.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, is this one? Sauna? Yeah. What sauna? Well, look, sometimes we start with a sauna. Gets us relaxed. Just a minute. You expect me to take my clothes off? Leo. Come on. I'm not taking my kit off. But I'm going to keep my pants on, OK?
Yeah, if you want to.
In the sauna, everyone's naked. John's reading a magazine while Adam ladles water onto the coals. They're all thinking various thoughts. Terry.
Well, who would have thought? Oh, God.
Get off. I wonder how Leo's doing.
Margaret Thatcher. In 1979, Margaret Thatcher moves into 10 Downing Street after a Tory landslide.
Now they're in the Inuit room, wearing white robes and walking in a circle.
I want to share something with the group.
Share with us, Jay.
They sit. At the centre of the room is a circle of flat stones.
OK, right. It all started when Leo was telling us about his feelings towards Brendan. You know, I'd never heard anyone speak with such a refreshing directness about this particular taboo subject.
Yeah, I didn't think it so refreshing.
Well, this is the bit that's really hard to say.
He leans forward and rests his hands on the stone circle.
That's just a normal stone.
John, would you pass Terry the harpoon, please?
John gets up and passes Terry a tall wooden harpoon.
Got a very different energy from the stone. Very male. Trying.
An anxious-looking Terry stares at the weapon and then presses his cheek against it.
Yang, yang, yang.
He becomes aware of the others, watching him supportively.
So, I went home and I meditated deeply on my sexuality. You know, I really wanted to push myself to the very limits of self-discovery. And after I'd meditated, I knew what I had to do.
The guys share looks, and John urges Terry on.
What? I went to a newsagent and I bought a magazine.
Tell us about the magazine, Terry.
It was a pornographic magazine. With pictures of men. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Terry, you're doing very well. Let the harpoon help.
Well, after I bought the magazine, I took it home and I read it, and I looked at the pictures, and I had a wank.
John sighs heavily.
And how do you feel about that now?
I feel great. I feel fucking great. I feel like as if I'm discovering a part of me that I never accepted before.
I see. And are you going to be taking this any further?
What do you mean, John?
I mean, it's bad enough I've got one in the sauna.
Oh, God.
Please. No offence, Leo, but no. I'm just beginning to get a tad concerned here.
Oh, don't worry about it, John. It would have to be with someone I found remotely attractive.
John looks slightly offended, and Terry glances over at Brendan, then grins at Leo. Later, Sybil.
Do you know what my theory is? Do you know what I feel about men right now?
No.
Yeah, go on, tell us.
I think men don't feel received by women.
Yeah.
There's so much suspicion between the sexes.
Yeah, because we've made such a mess of it, us men, haven't we?
Of course, I'm a great Jungian, aren't you?
Yeah.
At least I was. And then I thought, what is all this bullshit? Mm. No, animus, masculine, feminine.
Excuse me, Terry, could I, a word?
Yes. Back in a sec.
He follows Brendan.
I mean, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm sure you as a gay man feel much the same.
Oh, God, yeah.
And of course, Jung was a complete pig with women.
He was, yeah.
I'm boring you.
No, not at all.
Oh, my. Drama. They're talking about you.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. The good-looking guy seems very pissed off with your friend. Just a minute, wait a sec. Something. Break your nose. I'll break your fucking nose, matey. I love that word, matey.
You lip-reading?
I used to work with the deaf.
Well, that's useful.
He's coming over.
You don't do mind reading, do you?
I used to, but believe me, it's usually best not to know.
Mm.
I'm leaving now. All right. Do you want to come?
Just stand there, go on, live a little.
All right.
Bye.
So, what's that word when someone likes you but can't admit it?
Denial?
Yes.
Fellows, chaps, don't forget, Friday, 1 p.m. Remember to bring your tents.
Excuse me. Sybil to Keith.
This is a very interesting group.
He glances after Leo and Brendan.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I thought that Terry was going to go on all night. What a wally, eh?
Yeah, well, I guess it was important to him, didn't it?
Yes, I know. But pushing himself to the limits of self-discovery, indeed. Never heard such bollocks in all my life. Next thing you know, he'll be asking you out.
He can if he wants.
Brendan smirks, then frowns. A man walks past with a TV.
So then Brendan feels left out, right? Because Terry's gone and found his homosexual side and he hasn't.
Ah! I am going to join that group. I am definitely going to join that group. Wipe off my makeup.
Oh. Rolled up sock down your knickers.
Yeah, false moustache.
They're playing cards. Oh,
3 8s.
Please play with me. She's cheating very much.
No, I'm going to go there.
Nine.
Okay, nine.
Nine. Go on, it's you.
One jack.
Ugh, pathetic.
Guys?
Mm? Yes?
What's the least sexy book you can think of?
The least sexy book?
Mm. I mean, what would you read last thing at night if you absolutely did not want to dream about hot sex with a gorgeous Irishman?
Well, why wouldn't you want to dream about hot sex with a gorgeous Irishman?
Yeah. The least sexy book is Margaret Thatcher's biography.
I finished it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. My bedside table. There's a book there. Read it. You'll never think about sex again.
Now Leo's spark out. He slides down the bed. A Jane Austen book lies beside him, and the front illustration of a country estate conjures up a dreamy scene from the period.
Oh, Mr. Elton, it is too wildly vexing. My mother and I fear that my horrid brother will inherit Mansize Park, and we shall have to go and live in a small two-bedroom flat in West Kensington with only one servant.
Oh, how very vexing.
Oh, but it is, I do declare. I need at least two servants to get me out of bed in the morning. Ah, tea. You will have a little dish, I trust, Mr. Elton.
Oh, please. I do like to work up a good caffeine rush before I write my Sunday sermon.
Perhaps you should enter into a romantic alliance with that Mr. Darcy, Lizzie dear.
They say his endowments are the talk of Bedfordshire.
Oh, but he is so proud, Mother. And he insists on eating dinner at 6, whereas I, on the other hand, favour 5:30. We could never marry. Ah, Mr. Darcy!
Ladies!
You look a little unflushed, Mr. Darcy. Did you walk?
Oh, no. I've been whipping the new stable boy. Thirsty work indeed, Miss Bennet.
I dare say.
Cue the flat. You boy! Have you been whipped today?
Only once, my lord.
Only once? Servants must be whipped upon the hour every hour. That is how they tell the time.
If it were not for tea, we would be little more than savages. Is that not so, Miss?
Ah, indeed, madam. A dish of tea is a tremendous stiffener of the manly resolve. You, meet me at the stables.
Leo obeys the leather-clad Brendan.
Good day, ladies.
Mr. Darcy is somewhat haughty, but there can be no denying his penetration.
Now, Leo's wandering through a wooded area, carrying a large backpack and camping gear. He's wearing jeans and a red and black checked lumberjack shirt. As he dumps his stuff in a clearing, Brendan appears.
Hiya.
All right.
Nearby, Terry walks briskly down a leafy slope, wearing cut-off denim shorts and carrying his things over one shoulder.
You want some help with that?
You need good firm ground for these tent pegs, eh? This is good.
Later, the group's gathered together.
This afternoon, we shall be hunting and gathering for our evening meal. I brought no food, so if you can't find any...
What do you mean, he brought no food? I'm hypoglycemic. I could die.
You can handle that, John. Remember, you're a man.
Later, Brendan's freeing a hare.
Who did this to you? Go on. Go on.
What are you doing? Catch it. Come on. Come on. Get after it. That was my dinner.
Oh, shit.
What?
This bush is alive, man. How am I going to get out?
Well, just relax.
Get out.
Look, look, I'm bleeding, I'm bleeding. I could get tetanus.
I'm going to have to go and get some help. Here, have a berry.
Piss off, Adam.
Kate! Terry, stop in a bush!
That evening, Keith's handing each of the men their ration from a meagre supply of berries. John pushes in and looks disappointed at his share. Brendan's next in line.
Thank you, Keith.
Leo rushes into the camp.
Guys, look!
Look what I've got.
Guys,
what have you got?
Look, I've got licorice root, right? Now, there's absolutely no nutrition value at all, right? But you suck it, right, and it gives off this really nice flavour.
I am going to die! What is this? Doesn't anyone care? Oh, my God. Oh, fantastic. Help!
One way takeaway.
Let's just get to eat. Can we have some king prawns, please? Six roast duck, six king prawns, four of
beer.
You're done with that?
Later, the guys are gathered around a fire. Some are beating drums manically, while others dance about. They're all bare-chested and high in spirits. Now, Leo's reading in his tent.
Leo. It's me, Brendan. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
He unzips the tent flap.
Hi. It's a bit cramped, but...
Oh, it's all right.
Brendan zips it back up.
Here. I bought you something. No, don't tell the others, OK?
What is it?
It's Pucci.
Pucci. What's that?
It's like oat, you know. I made it myself.
Excellent.
Go on, try some. It'll put hairs on your back.
All them stars. In case you think. And we're so fucking small. Like ants, really.
John's lying next to Terry.
We're just a bunch of fucking ants creeping about on the surface of this world. It's a... I'm sorry, John, I didn't hear a word. All them stars. Makes you think.
In Leo's tent, he and Brendan smile.
God. The drumming. It's wild.
Yeah. You know what? I think I could get quite into all this stuff.
Brendan gazes up at Leo as they lie on their backs beside each other. Suddenly, the moment's broken by scampering sounds outside.
What the hell's that?
I don't know.
A silhouette of something moves past the tent.
Jesus Christ! Get it! Get it!
What the fucking hell is that?
You've got to get it!
You go and get it!
You're on top of me! Get it!
Okay, go on. Good.
Yeah! Brendan starts jabbing his foot at the tent canvas just as Terry passes by outside. He watches the silhouetted antics of the two men with a forlorn expression. There are plasters on his face from his encounter with the bush, and after a moment, he heads grumpily back to his own tent. The next day...
Over to you. What do we feel this weekend as men do us? Anyone? Don't be so British. You've got to learn to share your feelings. We can always share.
I think Brendan's got something he wishes to share.
Brendan?
No, I had a really great time.
Yeah, but aren't you going to share it with us, Brendan?
Oh, that was it, Terry. That was my sharing.
No, that was shit, Brendan. That was shit. You slept with Leo, didn't you? Did you enjoy that?
It's got to do with you, anyway.
Was he any good, Leo? I mean, did you let him fuck you or what? It just sounded like someone was being fucked.
Don't dare you speak like that! They never press, eh? Oh, come on!
Brendan leaps on Terry and pins him to the ground.
That was the best Wild Man weekend ever. Bloody noses, that's excellent.
Terry, would you like us to stop at a hospital to get it reset?
No, thanks. I'll do it myself.
Go on, give each other a hug.
No, I'm not ready for that, Adam.
Oh, incidentally, Leo and Brendan, I think it's really great that you two have got it together.
Brendan, are you listening? If I could have one wish, it would be for you to be gay. But I don't think you are. And that's okay. Okay?
Brendan sits up in the back of the 4x4, groggy from his nap.
What's that supposed to mean? You've changed your mind about me?
No, that's not what I meant.
What then?
How can you have been happily seeing women for the past... past 15 years or so and not be straight?
I thought I was straight, okay?
Well, and then you meet me and you have this blinding revelation.
Well, yeah. Okay, you know, I don't look a certain way and we didn't meet in a bar. Oh, would you have preferred it if we had? I think maybe you have one or two prejudices yourself.
Really?
Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a relationship with a woman?
That is a very good question, Brendan.
Thank you.
Piss off, John.
Leo, Brendan may have a point. Maybe we should help you to explore it.
I do think Keith is right, Leo.
Do you?
Yeah, we're only trying to help you, Leo. Hey?
No, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Come on, Leo.
So was that a fair question to ask? In front of a whole busload of hairy-chested, drum-beating, rough men.
Well, you know, he's probably just fascinated.
Well, if he wants to be bisexual, that's fine. You know, just don't drag me into it.
Oh, Leo, relax. You're quite right to choose men. Women are complicated. I mean, men are kind of pathetic, but at least you know where you are.
Angie puts down her mascara wand and turns back to Leo.
Look.
She gets up.
I'm an attractive woman. I'm standing here in my bra and panties. We're in my bedroom. Well, any straight guy would have jumped on me by now.
Well, maybe I'm just polite. Oh.
She straddles him.
What are you doing?
Feel anything?
No.
How about now?
Get off, that makes it worse.
Good. Oh, Leo, I love you the way you are. I don't want you to change. I mean, you're like my spy in the enemy camp. You can tell me all those little weird male secrets,
Yeah. I think I should just shut up. I've done far too much drumming. At least some sort of, wild man.
Okay. Let me ask you one question. If this Brendan were to turn up on your doorstep with the intention of making passionate love to you, Listen, would that wild man be heterosexual? No.
A flickering cinefilm image of Leo and Brendan staring into each other's eyes before kissing passionately. They stumble through a hallway, locked in a wild embrace. Brendan shrugs off his jacket as the two continue to kiss. As they make their way through the kitchen, they bump into the table. Leo stops for a moment outside his bedroom and stares meaningfully at Brendan. Then he gently touches his cheek before kissing him tenderly and reaching down to open the door to his room. Now a bleary-eyed Leo in his dressing gown.
Morning, Darren.
Good morning.
You know, I just had the most amazingly vivid dream.
No, it wasn't a dream. He's just made breakfast.
Leo? Darren?
Thank you.
Bon appetit, gentlemen. Oh, Darren, could I...
Yeah.
Thanks.
Darren passes Brendan the paper, then gives Leo an excited smile as Brendan settles down to breakfast and bites into a sausage.
What else do you want? He's gorgeous, he's charming, and he made breakfast.
I mean, the man is on the rebound, you know. From women in general. I mean, he wants me because I'm not a woman.
Seems a very good reason to want someone.
But it's a negative reason, Darren. He wants me for what I'm not, not for what I am.
Darren stands in front of Leo.
Any good in bed?
Well, yeah, he was, but...
Well, then keep him.
Darren, you know what my biggest nightmare is.
Falling in love with a straight man.
Yes.
Look, Leo, all relationships end. You either split up or one of you dies, so why not enjoy it? Seems to me like you've got a nice bit of crumpet on your plate. Make the most of it.
Darren, why do I have to have such a complicated sex life?
It's because you give out complicated vibrations. Simplify your vibrations, your sex life simplifies itself.
Yeah, that's very wise.
Honestly, Leo, you know what your trouble is, don't you? You always want guarantees.
Doesn't everyone?
No! No, they don't! With the result that you let the first guy you slept with in ages leave without knowing when you're going to see him again.
Darren shrugs. Now Leo's running along a road with his jacket and scarf on. He finds Brendan waiting at a bus stop.
Hi. I just wanted to give you this.
Brendan unfolds the piece of paper.
Your number?
Yep.
I called you, remember?
Oh, yeah.
But you want mine?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got a...
Thanks.
A man offers Brendan a pen.
Thanks. Here, get your hand.
As Brendan writes his number on Leo's hand, Leo shifts excitedly.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
See ya.
I'll call you.
Nighttime.
You know, I particularly like the way it managed to be gently ironic without descending into a kind of cynicism. You?
Oh, well, I'm not so sure.
No?
You know, I mean, satire, that's one thing, and pastiche is quite another, you know? And I thought it was pastiche.
No, I thought it was more lampoon than pastiche.
Oh, what? Surely. What? Lampoon is satire, Brendan.
No, they're the same thing. Pope. Is lampoon, Swift is satire, is quite a different thing.
Leo leans in and kisses Brendan.
Yeah. You're such a clever boy. Come on, bed.
Yes, I'm going to sleepy, you know.
All right. All right.
Who is that?
I don't know. Anyway, bed. Come on.
Oh my God.
In your pyjamas. Good in here.
The man was carrying a TV. Meanwhile, Sally's pacing the sandwich bar, staring at a scrap of paper. In bed.
You don't really envy straight people for that, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
Brendan sighs.
You know, a lot of straight couples stay together for the wrong reasons. Mm. You know, kids. Mortgage. And it all turns into a trap.
Maybe they're lucky to be tied together like that. Yeah? I mean, when you're gay, you don't always have those things, so it's just easier just to give up and not see it through.
Well, maybe we're not made for it, eh?
Not made for what?
Well, monogamy.
Sally keys a number into the phone. At home, Angie answers the call.
Hello? Hi, is Brendan there, please? No, he's a bit busy right now. Can I take a message? No message. No thanks. Okay, bye. Wasn't for you. It was for Leo's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Back.
Leo. You know, I've just come out of a long relationship. The last thing I want to do right now is start another one, you know?
Leo looks sad as Brendan strokes his hair.
So what's this?
Well, you know, this is...
They smile at each other and kiss. Sally walks out of the sandwich bar looking perturbed. 20 Tackybrook Lane, price to be announced. A timid, middle-aged woman is showing Jeremy around.
My husband's a bit of a DIY fanatic. Aren't you, Desmond? No expense spared. You know, as my Auntie Maureen always says, you buy cheap, you buy twice.
Yes. I
think we may have to pass on this property, Mrs. Reichner.
Oh, where was that?
Well, it's not the sort of property that Reynolds and Landon are good at selling.
Oh, wow, that's a bit of a disappointment.
My word, it is rather a lovely table.
My husband made it.
It's adjustable, and you can make it any height you want.
Oh. Yes. So it's useful for a variety of purposes.
Look, I'll have to check with the office, but I think we might be able to squeeze you onto our list.
Oh, I'll say.
20 Tackybrook Lane, 35,000.
200 Marlborough.
Lights, and I don't want the hundreds, please.
And one small atomizer of Givenchy, gentlemen. Remember, not Monsieur.
All right, all right. Shall I get the buzzer?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, you said all about the flat.
No, it's the fashion police coming to get you.
Well, you better get it then, because I don't want to get arrested.
All right.
I'm really sorry to bother you. My name's Sally. It must seem very...
This is me. It's Leo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
That's... You look great. You look great. This is Sally. She's my teenage sweetheart. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
This is Darren. He's my lovely flatmate.
Hello.
And this is Anne.
Hi. I'll stop. I have a flight to catch. Right. It was really nice to meet you.
Yeah. Bye.
You
bye.
Too.
Give him hell.
Right. This is it.
This is beautiful.
Right. Come on. Come on. I'll show you around. This is my DIY extravaganza.
Yeah.
This is the dining room.
The shop's just around the corner. It's fine, really. I mean,
Leo, I didn't come about the flat.
No?
No. I came because of that woman, Angie.
Yeah?
She's seeing my boyfriend.
Angie?
No, it's okay, Leo. I'm dealing with it.
Okay, shove up. Let's get to the bottom of this. We know her type. So describe your boyfriend to us and we'll tell you if she's bonking him.
Darren.
I'm trying to help. Is he tall or short?
Tall.
Dark or blonde?
Dark.
Mm. English or foreign?
Irish.
Ooh, sounds a bit ominous. She likes a bit of an accent, our Ange.
Still doesn't sound like her, though.
Here's a decider. Is he smooth or hairy?
Pretty hairy.
Oh, definitely not.
No.
What, you don't think so?
No, it's highly unlikely. Ah, so, what's his name? What's he do?
His name is Brendan. We run a cafe together.
Brendan? Not Brendan with the dark eyes and the permanent 5 o'clock shadow, Brendan.
Yes.
I know him.
You do?
Yes, he comes to my men's group.
Your men's group?
Leo's very snippy about my men's group. Makes me keep my tribal drums under the stairs with the Hoover. He's very closed, you know.
I thought his men's group was in Chiswick.
No, that's where we have our hot tub night. Brendan's my star pupil. He's come on in leaps and bounds. Opened up like a flower. Only last week he shared the most lurid masturbation fancy I've ever heard, I think. By the way, when you next see him, will you tell him I want my wolf pelt back?
Sally looks at Leo, who feigns a bemused shrug, and she raises her eyebrows in surprise. Now, Leo's helping her pack.
Thank you for doing this. I don't think I could have done it on my own. I mean, I know they're just things, but, you know, it's psychologically...
She manages a smile and then moves into the kitchen.
I should have packed up Brendan's things a long time ago, but it's a hard thing to do on your own.
Uncle Sally. Look, if I'd done something bad, right, unintentionally, would you forgive me?
What sort of bad?
Well, say you were going to buy a house, right? And I sort of gazumped you without knowing it was you, and then you found out that it was me. And...
Oh, I think that would be okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean to tell me? You stood there, in my room, in my house, packing up my things?
I'm sorry, okay? But she asked me. She just wanted support.
Oh, great.
C-
Can you just for a second imagine how I feel about this? You know, you're not the only one who's in shock. He's one of my oldest friends, and I find out that I've gone and ruined a life.
Look, hold on. Our splitting up has got nothing to do with you.
Oh, right. Yeah, right, and that's another thing. She says it's a trial separation, right? And you say you've split up. Which is it?
It is the same thing.
No, it's not. One means you intend to get back together, the other doesn't.
God, no. It's got nothing to do with you anyway.
Oh, it's got nothing to do, man. It's just the difference between you being available and you not being available with that.
Oh, for God's sake! Leo, I know all about love and commitment. I was with Sal for 7 years, which is a sight longer than you were with what's-his-name.
Don't!
Brendan tilts his head to one side.
Okay, fine. Just don't tell me I don't know about commitment, all right?
Okay.
Now they're sitting next to each other.
Oh, God, why'd you have to do this?
Do what?
Well, you know, spoil everything with all this thinking you do.
Because, Brendan, that's who I am. You know, I can't help it. I just want the whole deal.
They look away from each other awkwardly. Oh. Now Leo's walking with Sally in a park.
You know, I think you're coping with all this really well.
I'm completely falling apart, actually, but what can you do? It's a breakup, they're hard.
They are.
So what about you?
What about me?
Are you seeing anyone?
Probably not for very long.
Oh. Interesting. Handsome.
Oh. Yeah.
Smooth or hairy?
Sally, I can't talk about this just now.
Oh, no.
What?
No, that's not fair. I did it.
It's, you know, it's all a bit...
What?
Well, there's been a few recent developments that I just can't...
You talk to me? I'm going to have a good old cry. Order a pizza, knock back a couple of beers, hire a hooker.
A hooker?
Yeah, do us both.
You're a tart. Mm-hmm. You'll wash your mouth out.
Party poop. Oh, look. Oh, interest rates and loft extensions. And darling, how do you feel about double glazing?
Well, I feel we're going to have to mortgage the children, darling. Do you agree? What do you think?
That evening, leaving a restaurant.
Bye!
He fancied you, Ron!
Oh, no!
Yes, he did!
No, he fancied you!
Did he fancy me?
Yeah.
No, he didn't! He fancied you! You want to bend you over the table and have his way with you!
Oh, look, it's quite early. You want to come back and have a glass of wine?
Oh, no, I better not.
I'll go ask the waiter.
No, hey! Come here. I'll come back with you.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Don't worry. If you miss the last tube, I'll pull you in a cab.
No?
A large, dark doorway at the end of a spacious dining room.
Nearly there.
Yeah. I've been there and back. How about you?
Home stretch.
Damn, God.
Get early.
Sybil slides open the door.
The sacrifices we make for the evolution of the species.
She helps Keith get dressed.
Right.
I love being a woman. Not because of you, but because of me.
Right. Love is one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had, you know. But to be completely passive, to give myself wholeheartedly to another person, to let go of all social conditioning and prejudice, you know. In fact, I don't think I've ever felt so close to another human being in my entire life.
Wow.
You know, in a funny way, the experience has taught me something about women, too. I know that may sound absurd, but I feel closer to women in a way now. Am I making any sense?
You're making a whole lot of sense, Brendan. Making a whole lot of sense, Brendan.
Do you remember?
How do you remember that?
Do you not?
Sally looks away and shrugs as Leo stares at her.
You're lovely, isn't it?
Are you flirting with me?
I'm not sure. Am I?
I I don't know. Whatever you're doing is making me feel a whole lot better.
Well, that's good.
I remember something else you said later on. You said the chemistry's not right. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was... struck me as strange because, although we were incompatible in certain very important ways,
yeah.
I always thought the one thing we had was...
Yeah, it was chemistry.
So, why did you say that?
I don't know. I mean, I thought, right, if we... you know, went the whole hog, then, you know, we'd be in love and I'd still be queer and, you know? I mean, that would have been...
What?
Well, dishonest.
Dishonest? Mm. I so wish you'd been my first time with a man.
I wish you'd been my first time with a man.
They snuggle together.
Oh, you know who was?
No. Who? Come on.
Michael Weeks.
Michael Weeks. My first time was with Michael Weeks.
No.
No.
God. You didn't leave me with a lot of options, you know.
They cuddle and he kisses her head.
I was just scared.
Leo looks thoughtful and Sally closes her eyes.
Look, Sally. Would you be... you'd be really shocked if I said I'd like to kiss you.
Yeah. I'd say keep your filthy homosexual hands off you.
She lifts her head off his chest and gazes into his eyes.
Come on, then.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Well, it felt a bit funny at first, you know. After a bit, you loosen up, and well, then you get to like it, and before you know where you are, you can't get enough of it.
Excellent. Well, where is he?
Leo? I don't know.
Leo and Sally are kissing passionately on the floor of her lounge. He pulls off his jacket. Meanwhile, John addresses the men's group.
Can I say something?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
It's not about homosexuality, so, you know, maybe you won't be interested.
Of course we're interested. John, you're in a safe place. You're loved.
Yeah, but that is just it. I don't want to be loved, not by men.
All right. All right. Would you like to be liked?
After a moment, John gets to his feet.
You know, I think what I really like now is just to leave.
Now, John, you know...
Get!
Looking tense, he pulls on his jacket.
I think that would make me feel a lot better.
The others watch in silence. John avoids their gaze, nods to them briefly, and leaves.
Bye. Oh, I'll see myself out.
Interesting choice. I'm sorry, I can't.
Sally touches Leo's cheek and kisses him.
Is this so life-altering?
I don't know.
He kisses her, but then pulls away.
I'm sorry, okay?
Leo, you're an adult. You can do as you please.
Sally, I know that. Look, I'm sorry.
Hesitantly, he kisses her head.
I'll call you, okay?
As he hurries out, she pulls on a blouse and gets to her feet, looking utterly bewildered. The next day, Angie's holding a squash.
I kid you not. You cook it for 20 minutes and it turns into spaghetti.
Pull the other one.
It turns into bloody spaghetti. Leo, please, back me up on this.
Guys, I was wondering...
What, Leo?
If I kissed a woman, you know, like, properly, would that make me a hetty?
Don't be absurd.
Absolutely not, no.
Right, good.
Not unless it gave you an erection.
Oh, my God! Leo! That woman, that blonde hussy!
Oh, are you okay? What did she do to you?
Look, she is not a hussy, okay?
I think we'll be the judge of that. This is all our fault. I knew we shouldn't have let him get in touch with his masculine side. If he crosses over, I'll never forgive myself. Leo, you are a homosexual!
Yes.
Expect this will be the sex police.
Hello?
Leo. You are a strawberry blonde. You can't go out with an ash blonde. It's not right.
I'll deal with you later. Don't either of you leave the house till I get back.
Darren runs off. Now he's handcuffed to a bed.
That's how I like you.
Don't you think the decor's a bit dodgy in here?
Oh, bugger the decor.
Ah, well, as long as it does it for you.
There, now you're completely in my power.
Gosh, Jeremy. You could do anything to me. What are you going to do? I'd be completely unable to escape.
Do you know what? I haven't decided yet. But there's one thing that I do know.
And what's that?
I want you stark bollock naked.
Oh, my goodness me. Oh, no, not my Calvins. No, please.
Oh, stop squealing, you little tart. Do you want the neighbours to hear?
I feel completely exposed.
That's what I like to see. Now, what if I was to tweak your nipple just a little bit? You like that, don't you? Do you want me to do a bit harder?
Have mercy.
You don't deserve mercy.
23 Sheldrake Avenue, under offer.
I do hope you're going to be gentle with me. You know how huge you are.
Am I huge?
Yes, you're huge.
Say it.
I just did.
Say it again.
You're huge.
Again.
You're... What was that?
Jeremy glances over his shoulder.
Stay here.
Okay.
Sally's hanging her coat up in the hall. Jeremy watches from the top of the stairs.
Someone's here.
Oh, I'm not serious.
Yeah,
no. I thought you said they got away for the weekend.
She said she was going to.
Well, get me out of these fucking cuffs.
Can't find the fucking key. Excuse me.
He's covered Darren's modesty with a sheet.
Jeremy?
Sally heads upstairs. Darren's blindfolded.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, happy birthday, dear Geraldine. Congratulations, you're 17.
My name is not Geraldine, and it's not my birthday.
Isn't it? But this is 25 Sheldrake Avenue, isn't it?
No, this is 23 Sheldrake Avenue.
Oh, God, how appallingly embarrassing. I'm an S&Mogram, and I've obviously got the wrong house. No.
Don't I know you?
I hope not.
Sally removes the tie covering Darren's eyes.
Ah! It wasn't my idea. I'm going out with a sex maniac. It could happen to any of us.
Outside, Jeremy appears from the back of the house wearing his suit. Searching his pockets, he suddenly finds the handcuff keys and walks off. Darren rushes up to a door.
Hello?
And just me. You gotta come down.
He folds his arms, looking extremely anxious. He's wearing a fake leopard skin jacket. Angie appears, in a similarly patterned blouse.
What's the matter with you? Where are your keys?
I don't know. Something terrible's happened. I need your support.
Oh, not now, Dan. I'm making lasagna.
Angie, don't abandon me in my hour of need. I've got to go and see Leo and you've got to come with me.
But what difference is it going to make if I'm there or not?
Because if you're there, it won't kill me. God!
All right. I'm going to have to go and change. It's embarrassing.
OK, I'll wait here.
Now they're at the carpentry workshop.
I can't go in, I can't face him.
I'll see you. Hi.
Hi.
Anne's got something to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Darren has something to tell you.
OK, great.
Leo.
Who's he? Who happened?
He's sex on wood.
Are you serious?
Leo, we've got to talk.
No, no, go easy on him. It could have happened to any of us.
What have you done? Where is it?
Angie heads over to Adam.
If I'd done something really, 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 really bad...
I'm Angie. You must be Adam.
At your service. Has, something happened?
Oh, well, Darren's done something very bad, and he's worried that Leo's going to throw him out on the street. Is that fish paste?
Yeah, it is actually. It's all I've got, I'm afraid.
I adore fish paste.
You do?
Take your cut.
That's it. What do you mean, that's it?
You'll see.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sort my life out.
Should I come with you?
A tree-lined street.
Don't hate me, Leo. I was in love.
I don't hate you, Darren.
I'm not in love anymore, though.
Why am I always the one waiting for everyone else to sort themselves out? I mean, why is that?
I don't know,
Leo. You know, I sit at home, twiddling my thumbs, whereas you, I mean, you're out there, aren't you? You know, getting your hands dirty, taking risks, eh?
He kisses Darren on the lips and then strides off. Darren smiles warily and then follows after him. They approach the It's Only Natural organic bakery and Leo leads the way inside.
Gherkins, olives, sun-dried tomatoes...
Leo, Darren, what are you doing here?
Look, I can't do this anymore, Brendan. I have to tell her.
Oh. Whoa, don't you think we ought to discuss this first?
Hi, Sally.
Hi.
She breezes past him with plates of food. Leo goes after her and Brendan follows.
Darren, could you run?
Sally, this thing that I've got to tell you,
Leo, I don't actually think this is a very good moment, you know?
Well, you two know each other.
No.
Yes, we do.
Don't.
I think if Leo has something to say, he should say it.
Thank you. Okay, right, the other night, yeah? You know, when we were... Do you know, on the floor.
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor.
What were you doing on the floor?
We were snogging.
But you don't have to look so shocked. You know, we were just giving it a go.
Leo, could we discuss this elsewhere?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
It's okay. Down there, we do that.
Sure. I know I'm a little bit damp, but can you just run this
past one thing at a time, okay? Right. The reason I didn't sleep with you is...
been having an affair with Brendan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I felt guilty, you know? Mm. And I felt confused, and... That's it.
I was wondering how long it was going to take you to tell me.
You knew? How could you know?
Leo. You were behaving extremely strangely. And you were wearing Brendan's jacket. I also wondered which one of you was going to tell me. Thank you for that, Leo.
Sally, I'm sorry.
Brendan, I can't spend half my life trying to figure out what you're not telling me. I just need you to be honest with me.
Yeah, I know.
He shrugs, struggling to find the words.
I'm so sorry.
They look away from each other. Brendan's close to tears.
Look, can you forgive me?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No, but it doesn't mean I want you back.
What? You mean maybe we could, like, work on it?
Brendan, we've been working on it. This is what we've come up with. I want us to look each other in the eye and just say, that's it, it's over.
She stares at him, and a mixture of emotions flicker over their faces.
When you can do that, come and see me.
Sally strides out of the shop, and Brendan tugs at his hair in frustration, and then shoots Leo a piercing look. Leo hangs his head in shame. And Brendan looks back at the door.
Oh, shit.
He sprints out.
Sally! Sally! Leo, Leo.
What?
What's pecorino?
It's cheese. No, it's ham.
Leo heads out, while Darren goes back behind the counter and pops a customer's sandwich in a brown bag.
It's on the house.
Fast forward in time. Blurry images of people at Leo's birthday party come back into focus. Sally and Brendan chat with each other, while Leo sits staring at the fish tank in his room with a glum, distant expression. His eyes wander aimlessly, and he lets out a weighty sigh, leans forward to pick up his drink, then settles back in his seat. Darren to Keith and Sybil.
No, because it wasn't the handcuffs, and it wasn't even the damage to the Calvins. It was the way he did it and the things he said. It made me feel very cheap.
Sweetie, we are going to have to rebirth this adorable individual. Right now.
Is there a quiet room near here?
What are we going to do?
Darren?
Yes?
How would you like to be cleansed?
Completely cleansed of all negativity.
You mean like a face pack?
A spiritual face pack.
Well, I don't want to be too clear.
You were getting one of these last conversions. I mean, they look great, but they're impossible to heat.
You're chilling the bedroom, is it?
That's something you'll never know.
Sally finds Leo staring at his drink in his room.
This was all of our idea, you know. It wasn't just Darren's.
I know.
Sally picks up a toy slide viewer.
So, when are you off to Thailand?
I'm not. Brendan's going on his own.
Wait, you are still back together?
He moved back in, yeah. I didn't invite him. He came back and I'm still fond of him.
He turns away.
Is that why you haven't called me?
Well, three's a crowd.
Leo!
What?
Brendan and I have 7 years together.
I know.
He's always going to be a part of my life, so you're going to have to respect that.
I do.
You helped me. I'm remembering who it is I want to be, and it's fun. And thank you for that.
Sally, I missed you.
They hug each other.
No.
Oh, I missed you too.
I don't want to let you go.
You don't have to.
No. You do have to change your clothes and come out and enjoy your party, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shut up.
He kisses her and Sally smiles.
See you out there.
Yeah.
Darren picks up the intercom.
Hello?
Oh. No, stay there, I'll come down.
He grabs some keys and leaves. Adam takes Angie, Sybil and Keith a drink.
Voila.
Mm. Fantastic.
Mm. You should have brought the women from your group along.
Yeah.
Add a little female energy to the mix. Mm.
Actually, they're all a bit volatile at the moment. Jane's decided she's not a lesbian and she just happens to be in love with a woman. Thank you. Wendy's decided she is a lesbian, but she wants to be with a man. And Penny's increasingly frustrated because she doesn't feel sexual at all, so she feels left out.
A sheepish-looking Jeremy's on Darren's doorstep.
What do you want?
I wanted to, you know.
White roses.
I brought you these.
And?
Well, I thought maybe we could, spend the evening together. Look, I've got time out.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid it's a bit difficult this evening because we're having a party.
Oh, I see.
Jeremy lingers, but Darren avoids his gaze.
Oh, well.
He takes a step down and then flashes Darren an innocent look.
Will you please take these?
Darren takes the roses and forlornly Jeremy heads down the steps.
Jeremy?
Hmm?
There's going to have to be changes.
I can change.
There's going to have to be trips to art galleries.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I've circled some ideas.
There's going to have to be lunches in Soho.
Why not?
Darren turns his face to one side, and Jeremy leans closer to nuzzle his neck. But at the last moment, Darren kisses him passionately on the lips. When they stop kissing, Jeremy glances at Darren's hand and smiles mischievously.
That is a rather splendid bunch of keys.
Ah, well. I've got the keys to my mum's place.
Yes.
And keys to my place. Mm. And... ooh.
What? Keys to what?
Right, we haven't got much time. Angie's at the party.
Brendan to Terry.
You're just jealous because I went out there and did it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, while you were still sitting at home with your muscle mags.
Oh, that's a quite way of putting it.
Oh, God.
Right, okay. Now you've done the gay thing, so it's back to the wife and the kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you are so...
Now, what is the point if that is the extent of it?
Deeply twisted.
Why not just... pay someone to do all the
twisted
the difficult stuff for you. You know, they could come home and they could give you little written reports.
You fucker.
You want to step outside, Paddy?
Yeah, right, I do.
Good. About time I gave you a smack.
Terry rolls his shoulders and follows Brendan. Sybil and Keith look on.
Those who don't need to fight, they need to fuck.
You know, I think you may be right. Good.
Come on.
Sally and Leo start to dance.
Are you over him?
Huh? Yeah, I think so. Are you?
Me? At least 95%.
Good. Are you...
Over you. I haven't even been under you yet. Not for very long.
That's true. I mean, maybe this is just, you know, maybe this is all foreplay for me, you know?
Oh, right. 10 years of foreplay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a slow burner, you know? It takes me a while to get going. I thought women liked this.
Oh, they do. They love it. Just tell me one thing. What should I expect first? You or the menopause?
Oh, Sally, you are so demanding.
Wait, come here.
Listen, will you excuse us? We're just going to nip across the hall for a couple of minutes, you know, I've spent some quality time.
Right.
I think she likes you.
Get lost.
I do.
Get lost.
I think she likes you.
Happy birthday, gorgeous. We're just going to go and sand my floors. Leo, whatever you do, I love you.
You take care of it. Right, bye.
Come on.
Bye.
Angie and Adam head out, passing Sybil and Keith.
I'm in one of those moods, and I'm not even drunk.
Well, that could easily be arranged.
Mm-hmm. What do you say we check into some faceless hotel and raid the minibar?
Where do you get that mind of yours?
They dance out.
Bye, Leo.
Bye.
Outside, Brendan punches Terry.
Oh my God, did I hurt you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
Oh.
Brendan hands Terry a tissue.
You should never call an Irishman Paddy, you know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just slipped out. I was going to call you dickhead.
You know, Terry, I know this great little pub just round the corner here that serves real Guinness. Would you let me buy you a pint?
Oh, a real Guinness?
Huh.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Come on, then.
Terry clenches his fists thankfully.
Have you ever been to Thailand?
No, but I like the food.
Leo to Sally.
Well, there you go. Another year.
Was it my imagination or did everyone pair off?
Yeah, they did.
Still, it's kind of convenient. Yeah.
Just leaves us.
You know?
What do you say? Let's cause a little gossip. Hmm?
I don't know, Leo. So far, you've been the most disappointing lover I've ever had.
I feel good about that.
Do you know?
Yeah. It's like, how could I possibly disappoint you anymore? Now, that's a very good feeling to have when you're a guy.
We're going to have to do something about your tendency to leave at odd moments. Women don't like that at all.
But there must be something I can do that women like.
He gives her a cheeky sideways glance and they kiss. Elsewhere, a light goes on.
Okay, out.
All right, we're just leaving.
Darren heads back to his and Leo's place, throws the keys onto a shelf, and starts collecting up empty bottles from the party. He replaces an ornament that's fallen over, then heads into the living room. Something attracts his attention, and he walks over to the sofa. Leo's asleep. Darren lifts up a sheet to find Sally cuddled up next to him. He thinks for a moment, and then starts to walk away.
Probably just a phase.